Adam's Refuge, Clara.
And?
Ruben, Priscilla.
And who?
Leonella.
Okay, so, as you all know, there's been a problem between the tech and masscom industry, like Nigerian tech and masscom, like, it hasn't been that good because we have issues of the news not reaching the public in time, or sometimes the news turning around to be fake news, or sometimes eyewitness reports, and you guys may not have the resources to push the news to the extreme lengths that you guys want to push it to. So I may ask, what are the challenges do you think you face? So let's start from you.
Priscilla?
I think one of the challenges we face is that when we get this news, for us to release it, there might be a lot of people out there, a lot of rich people that are trying to hold some information. They don't want like their secrets to be let out, or they feel like there's some news that when it's let out, it's going to implicate them or something. So those kind of people are standing as hindrances, again, between the news and the people, that's the public.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say in essence is that there are people who don't really want to release news to the public.
Yes.
Okay, but I've seen situations whereby journalists usually have stuff like eyewitness reports, yeah, and stuff like that. So, do you mean that most of those eyewitness reports are not legit?
No, I don't mean that, actually.
Okay.
But in essence, we might have heard news about facts where an eyewitness, we just say something to a journalist right now, and when it comes to leading to the court, they change their decision. So there are people out there that are influencing other people's decision, maybe use of coercion, force, threat, and trying to change what somebody has said before. So even if you have a voice recording, it still doesn't stand as an evidence to prove that, okay, this is what this person said, unless you have a video recording. Yeah, if you have a video recording, or you have up to 2 to 3 witnesses that are still standing with what they have said to you before.
Okay. Because I know you mentioned something, voice recording, because nowadays in the tech industry, voices can be cloned with AI.
Yeah.
So
edited.
I think it can be edited. So I think it can be manipulated. The
exactly.
Best thing to do is to get a video clip.
Yes.
So what's your own opinion, Ms. Clark?
Okay, I feel like we're digressing because we're supposed to be talking about tech and masscom and then the problems that masscom face from tech. Okay, on a normal basis, me, I would say, you see these tech people, are mass communicants. We are like in-laws. Rivals is the better word, because I don't just understand the problem that these tech people have with mass communicants. I think they just feel like when you're in mass comm, it's because you have no technical know-how, you know, how to go about it. Yes. Well, I think that's what they feel like. And then in mass comm too, I mean, as a journalist, you see most journalists out there, they just handle the mic, and then there has to be a different
person.
Yes,
yeah.
The cameraman, and then they do not do their own video editing themselves from the field where they are beat and everything. They don't edit it themselves. They go and then they have to give someone. But why would they not allow us to, you know, be versatile as they say we should be?
Like free speech, you want free speech?
Yes, be versatile as they say we should be. Let
sorry,
us do
sorry.
Our own stuff.
Sorry for cutting you. Do you use Twitter?
What?
Use Twitter.
Well, no, I'm not a Twitter person.
Okay, no, you're not on Twitter yet.
Okay,
because if you just mentioned free speech. I think on social media, the handles that have free speech is Telegram and Twitter. That's why if you observe, there is no beef in Nigeria that doesn't start from Twitter. Twitter is a place where people come to pour their mind, no matter how foolish they think it is.
Yeah.
You can insult anybody on Twitter and it will go scot-free, because
that's true.
There's no censors there. That are trying to remove some things from you. So, like you said, yes, it can be manipulated, because sometimes the tech guys can be paid and they can remove some stuff. But I don't really see that. So I think that the mass comm student or the journalist can go as far as learning how to edit too. What do you think?
I support. That is what I've been trying to say. But they need to give us that opportunity. when you go to study mass comm, you're strictly studying mass comm. And what we're supposed to study as basic computer application for mass communication, it is not really directly linking to mass comm. You understand? Yeah, it's still not connecting. That's my point.
They were teaching, like what I saw some time ago, they were just lecturing more on advanced. They were not talking about the main work.
Yeah, I feel like they're supposed to tell us how it helps us. Like they're supposed to teach us the applications and how it relates to
mass comm.
You understand? Yes, that's what I feel they should be doing.
To be frank, I'm a tech person, but what we are doing right now is related to mass communication. But that's why. Yes, well, we are recording.
Yeah, that's
related
true.
To mass communication.
I mean, there are several YouTubers who have lessons, you know. They're talking about how to make crypto, they talk about how to edit videos. But this is mass comm, you're communicating.
Yes, because if I, you know, somebody will tell you that I'm a cinematographer, I'm a script writer.
Yeah.
Like, there are some videos that I want to make on social media, I have to write a script. Like, after writing scripts, then I would like, rehearse that script
for
like... Sometimes I end up making mistakes, putting my lights, talking and talking, this kind of stuff. So, but I think what you are trying to say in essence is that mass communication and tech don't really have much difference. So, the major problem the mass the people in mass communication have is just manipulation. Think so, right? Because I could remember in Iraq also, there was a time where a journalist was killed due to a protest or something like that. And I was following the case on Al Jazeera, but they didn't, I'm not sure if they took the case that seriously again.
Yeah, because
I'm not sharing anything. But can I ask the question, do you guys know about dark web?
I think I've heard about it. Yes.
Because I know, like BBC, for example, BBC, for example, has their official website, that is bbc.com. Then they have the dark web version. The dark web version is a version where the main news are being poured into, but it's not accessible by the mass media. It's accessible by, I can access it through, it takes a computer to access it. That part of BBC has some kind of videos that you know that if you watch, you know that, well, something really happened somewhere. So I think as a mass communicator, taking a step forward is to like have a space on or have your own website that can be speech free so that other people too can also come to pour their news. That's what bloggers are trying to do. Or am I wrong?
Yeah, that's true.
Just that Nigerian bloggers are taking it the other way around. Just posting people's news around. People's news around. But they are not really hitting up to the nails.
Yeah.
So what will you say, like in terms of funding, what are the challenges you guys really have in terms of funding?
Well, I mean, there are several challenges. If it's money problem, no, they ever finish normally. Yeah. And then that's the thing. There are news outlets, radio houses, television houses, but there's something about releasing news. There's something the superiors do. If that news is not favorable to a particular public figure that will probably have influence over them negatively, if they feel in their spirit that public figure might come after them, you understand? Maybe through, you know, dark means. Not even the court case, because if the news is legit, it's true. It's true news. Maybe that's the person did something bad, and then public opinion is against that person. It does not stop the person from going through the backside to deal with you. And then it's going to affect the media house. So because of that, they will not support your movements to find the truth. That is it. Even if it's a just cause you're trying to pursue, you will not get the funding. So if you like, if you go carry your salary and do it, I mean, still, regardless, they will still not let that news out. So you might have to go to your own, probably if you have a personal channel or something like that. But the funding is poor. If it is something important, if it is something that people are supposed to know, the funding is always poor.
Okay, but Miss Priscilla, I want to ask a question. Why is it that government-owned media houses are poor? I don't want to mention the name because this is a public podcast. It's going viral.
Yeah.
Yes. Or should I just mention the name? Like, why do you think our NTA is not really giving us the main quality that we're supposed to have? Because, no. It's kind of annoying because they are, it's a national TV.
Yes.
And we, there are things we expect from them, but we are not seeing news. News that, I don't know. What do you think is the problem?
Okay, first and foremost, like, Refuge said something. In the sense where I work in a news station or something, and the government now is the one sponsoring it. You don't expect me, right, to do things that are against the government, because it means that if the government is sponsoring, there must be set out rules and regulations that they have already laid out. So you don't, you do you think it would be normal for me as a person that works under a government station to now release news against the government station? How do you think they'll feel?
I have two different responses for this question.
Okay.
Number one, why do you think the refinery in Nigeria isn't working?
It's due to the type of government we have. They are not serious with anything in the country.
It's not even far from that. That is the simple that's the simple answer to the question. So if refinery is not working, what is Radio House that you think it should function better than? I mean, it's trying already to still be alive.
Yeah.
You see that that tune? I used to hear it since I was 3. Dun, 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 dun. They have not changed new sound record till now. It is still the same. Like, they are not moving forward.
Actually, that sound is an OG.
Yeah, thank you. And I feel like it is not wise of the government. You understand? Because even if the government wants to manipulate the media, other personalized media houses, you know, that belong to different organizations, not government, they will release the news.
Cutting you. Because I discovered that it happened to AIT some time ago, that AIT had to be down for, I think, for some hours because of the news they published. I don't know if you remember that. There was a time AIT, because I was making research before this podcast, and I found out that there was a time AIT was down because of a news they released, and the government had to put them on warning. So AIT did not broadcast throughout that day. There was a time like that. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that the government are not really in support of the journalists.
Yeah.
And it's as if the journalists are at high risk, right?
Well, yes. But like I was saying,
it
is not wise to do. Because at least, if you fund them, you can be able to buy their loyalty.
Yeah.
So that even if you want a media to lie, they are the ones to lie for you.
Yeah.
But they are just there. How? Why? I mean, it's really not making sense if you ask me.
And to be frank, as a tech person, I don't like their sound quality. I don't like the visual quality because it looks very poor.
There are movies on Net Niger. When you download it, the camera quality is way better than any NTA house camera quality you would see. It is always not clear. Always. You cannot tell the nose from the mouth.
What?
That's how it is.
Sorry, but what would you expect when we are still using, when they are still using 720p to 8K? Like, we have a camera that can shoot 8K. Like, AIT, sorry, my uncle that is also a mass communicator, he finished from Niger State Polytechnic. He said something, that the cameras in AIT, each one costs 5 million
naira. Thank
you. So that is, and if you observe, AIT is very, very very, very clear. That's a good sound quality.
Yeah.
And over the recent years, AIT have upgraded.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that. So, but the government are not really doing what they are supposed to do to the national television. But I don't know. I kind of feel that you guys, because I know you guys have a body. You guys have a body.
Yeah.
Like, the body for, is it the Union of Journalists or something?
Yeah.
I think that body can go as far as working towards the upgrade of the national television. Or what do you think about that?
Well, I would say yes, but it depends. Everybody has objectives. You understand? Every organization, they have objectives. So if that is not in their list of to do, no, you are not going to make them do it. And this body, let's note that I don't think they consider themselves one family as such. They just think that everybody should be a member. Yes, be giving us updates. Is anything wrong with you? Okay, you are fine. That's it. If you are not fine, oh yeah, now go and look for what to do.
Okay.
It does not mean they have a general course.
What you said gave me a memory of something. There was, like, during NTAS, there were some journalists that were taken down because of some footages they have from NTAS, because to be frank, what happened in NSAS was so terrible.
Yeah.
There were some footages some disturbing graphics from there. And there are some journalists that were not allowed to bring it out because the government knew that if they bring something out, it can really affect
the
So what you're saying is true. It's true actually. So what do you have any other opinion?
No.
Do you have any other one? Okay.
It's general. We all think the same. We think the same.
Okay. So I think that should be all for today's episode. Then I think the second episode we are going to talk more and give you guys more details on this. Thank you guys for listening.